This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and there is no way in hell I'm ever signing up for Zaraha, but I will allow you to slide into my DMs and give me multiple compliments. Thank you so much. They're open.
I'm Brandi Posey, and not enough of you are liking my Venmo payment memos. It's bullshit.
I'm Tess Barker, and is it anxiety if you're just having a reasonable reaction to the current status of the world?
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandi, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Someone else say hi, I always do.
Hi!
Welcome to the show, everybody. What a world.
That's one way to put it. We are being fueled on breakfast burritos right now.
Yes, we are. What do we got coming up?
I am going to be touring around the Midwest and the South for most of September. It's going to be fun. The weekend of the 16th, September 16th, I'm going to be in Chicago headlining the Chicago Nerd Fest. The weekend
Ugh,
the
nerds.
Ew, nerds.
They put them in their goddamn places, letting them know who's boss.
Walking I'm around nerd. Giving some wedgies.
Yeah. Swirlies. I'm going to come bully some nerds in Chicago for a weekend. It's going to be really fun. I'm leaning into being a bully, you guys, but I'm really fun, so it's good. Come to that.
I thought you were going to say, but I'm really a nerd, so it's fine.
No. I mean, I'm fucking cool. I'm too cool to be a nerd. I just like nerdy stuff.
Nerds are cool now, so who even knows what's going on?
Nerds are never going to be cool. Yeah. When you become cool, you stop
Let's not alienate our listenership.
Yeah. It's cool people with interests. That's all it is. Yeah. The weekend of the September 21st to 23rd, I'm headlining the Comedy Club in Rochester, New York, which is going to be really fun. And then I am performing at the Red Clay Comedy Festival September 28th through the 30th. In Atlanta, Georgia, and I've also got a couple other dates around the South, around like the Midwest and the South that aren't 100% confirmed yet, but next week you'll hear about those. But just or look at my website, you'll figure it out.
Cool.
Yeah, come to all of that stuff if you're in those cities. I'm delightful.
I'm gonna be in San Francisco next week doing a few shows. I'll be at Ladies Love the Layover on the 12th.
That's fun.
In Oakland. And I don't really know the other ones yet, but look at my thing to find out. And on October 14th, I will not be running a half marathon with Tess Barker.
Whatever.
Tess Barker will be running.
I wasn't even going to try to. I feel like you like were putting out some calls for help, and I was like, I'm not. If she doesn't want to, I'm not going to twist her arm.
No. It's fine. It's the way it should be.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll be in NorCal the weekend of October 7th. October 7th and 8th, I'll be in Humboldt. And October 9th and 10th, I'll be in San Francisco. So hold the date.
Show up and smoke her out.
Yes.
Check her out and smoke her out.
I like that. That should be my catchphrase. It doesn't have to be because I love talking about smoking weed on stage because afterwards somebody's always like, girl.
I got you covered,
yeah.
Right?
We're bonded.
Yeah. Just give me hugs and puffs over your joint, please.
Let's bring in our guest.
Yeah.
Shall we? Mm-hmm. Very funny comedian. She has a great comic called Blair that you can see on her Instagram. And you can see the Mo Show. If you're in LA, check it out sometime. Mo Welch, hello.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Thanks
for being
on. You
guys are everywhere. You guys are like going places.
Yeah. Well, seven. One of us isn't going to be going 13 miles, but
yeah. What happened there?
I just gave up. I was like, I hate this. I'm not doing it anymore.
Wait, the Los Angeles half marathon? Or?
This was going to be, or is going to be for me and another friend besides Barbara.
In Huntington Beach.
So many microaggressions.
Tess is training for a marathon. So I was like, oh, I'll do a half one. And then I started and I was like, oh, no.
Did you sign up?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, is someone going to be wearing a Barbara Gray bib?
Does somebody want to go run it for me so I can like get the time and
we
say?
We got a wig for Barbara.
You do? I have two Barbara wigs.
If you're in the SoCal area and you want to register as Barbara Gray and donate your medal to the very own Barbara Gray, then by all means.
I just want to be like in bed covered in Taco Bell wrappers and have someone deliver a medal. Deliver a half marathon medal
13
to me.
Mile. I mean, that is very long, but I did do the only half marathon I've ever done. I did not train for.
Really? Well,
and I was really slow, and I couldn't walk the next day. But you can do it without training.
Yeah.
You're correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it was very unpleasant, but what, 3 hours, right?
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, it was like one of those things where it's like, is the cleanup crew right behind me?
Right.
Yeah. Are you
so slow.
Are you like a runner at all?
No, I'm a really bad runner.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like I was in cross country like my senior year of high school, and I was always the last runner.
Gotcha.
It could be funny if I just showed. I still showed up. It was like,
yeah, let's try
just
it.
Walk it out.
Trudging.
My mom gets like I feel like she signs up for the free T-shirts, so that she can so she can wear like Chicago Marathon.
Yeah.
And then she'd be like, "Well, I volunteered that year. I really didn't get out there."
It's like getting a Stanford sweatshirt at Goodwill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You basically way cheaper. Went there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For all intents and purposes, you fucking did that shit.
Yeah.
I think the key is being a little bit drunk, because one time me and my family ran a 5K on New Year's
drunk.
At midnight. Well,
oh.
They didn't know I had drank, but I had. And it's like supposed to ring in the new year. And I wasn't like drunk, but I'd had a few shots or something. And I was like, wow, this is a lot more fun.
Interesting.
And you're like, I'm running so fast.
Yeah. I was just like, I feel
wind
great.
My face. Yeah.
Yeah.
They
bad.
Have, they do these things called beer runs where you drink like part of a beer or you pound some amount of beer every mile.
But then you'd have to pee all the time.
Well, that's an issue in general with running. I mean, I can't tell you how much I've peed outside. But yeah. I mean, it's
how many times do you pee on like a long? Just like once, or maybe
like once. But it's like I'm usually somewhere where I have to pee outside.
Usually they have porta potties at the races. I did a 10K with my mom, and I was hungover. And I 10K is too long for me. Mm-hmm. And I halfway through was like, I have to take a shit like right now. Went into a porta potty and then like walked the last.
I mean, a hangover shit will take you out of commission for the rest of the day.
Sure. Yeah, I don't fuck with the porta potties in a race because I'm not trying to wait in line and like mess up my time. So
clearly, I'm not worried.
Are there
about
people
my
who
time?
Just like are there people who are so obsessed with their times that they like diaper it?
Diaper it? Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think people just piss and shit in their pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what do the ultra marathoners do?
I think they just piss and
pants.
Shit while they're running. Yeah.
Or they don't really eat a lot the day before, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely want to poop. Like the goal is to poop before the run.
Yeah.
So you want to wake up early enough, have your coffee in. Like it's bad if you get there and you haven't pooped yet because you're going to have to poop.
Right.
Yeah, wow. So most everyone knows to poop first. That doesn't mean issues don't happen. I've talked about it on here before. The trail half that I ran.
Oh, yeah.
It was so bad. I was 0.4 miles away from the finish line, and I had to poop so bad that I couldn't make it. And I just had to go behind a tree and poop outside.
Oh, yeah.
And I...
The 0.4 is the best. It's like right there.
So it was close. So close. I was like, I'm definitely not about to be sliding into this finish line shitting my pants.
That's when you're chugging up a mountain in your butt.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's based on.
Exactly. So running's a great sport. Can't recommend it highly enough.
Yeah.
Very sad I quit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Saraha.
Yeah.
It's probably especially over at this point.
It's so done.
For sure.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
I have no idea.
Okay. It's like an honesty app where basically people can anonymously send you whatever they want.
Okay.
As far as comments.
So they can say whatever they want to you. You'll have no idea who they are.
So it's not a dating app?
No.
No. It's just like...
It's like hot.
Like I've sent... There's no pictures of you. It's just like your name. You like tweet a link and it's basically people sending anonymous email to you. Like you don't know who they are.
Right.
So I've sent a few only nice... I've just sent like nice things to people when they clicked it and I'm like, oh, I think nice things about you.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, they're not all...
What information do they have?
Nothing.
They just might know you.
It depends if they know you or not.
You tweet out your link.
You tweet out the link and anyone can write on it.
Okay.
So that's terrifying. So who would do that?
It's a lot of people being like, you fucking suck, or I want to fuck you, but you're in a relationship. I feel like those are the two things that you probably get the most, right?
I think a lot of people write nice shit.
I think you can tell how conceited you are by your reaction, because my reaction is like, I just want to see these compliments.
Honestly,
where do I sign up?
Yeah.
What I've read, I don't know, I saw something the other day. Yeah. It was like, it's a lot of people writing nice things. So
that's nice, at least.
Yeah, but I'm not running the risk of.
No, I mean, I don't. Me either. I don't trust it enough.
Yeah.
Honestly, if I'm to be totally honest, I just don't need another username for anything.
Yeah.
That's true.
I don't want to
say another login.
Go get it before someone else does and save it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, get your future children's names.
Yeah.
Save
that's,
it.
Wait, that's
oh
the
my
thing
God.
To
yeah. We got to I got to register. You know, trademark their names.
People are getting their kids Gmail when they're in utero.
Totally.
That's
I've
a
heard
thing.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Brent 3674 is going to need that email someday.
I need to know. Yeah, my Groupon, my baby needs to know their Groupon deals.
No.
That's insane.
Yeah. Honey, you just turned 18, and here's all the Groupon deals I've bought over the course of your life.
That would be a dope gift. Yeah. Just a fucking
they expire,
of
though.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm like, have you seen that look I just gave?
You really just like squashed my bit.
Well, guess what? I'm not getting your future child, Barbara. Pottery classes.
Oh. I will say I did put that out. I did tweet that, though, and I had like a few random people just compliment me, and I was like, yeah, this is exactly what I wanted.
So you did set one up.
No, I just tweeted, like, I'm not setting this up, but if you want... I said, I will allow multiple compliments and one criticism if you want to send me those.
Have you gotten the criticism
I've
yet?
Gotten no criticism.
That's nice.
Great.
Because it's not anonymous.
Yeah,
exactly. No one's going to... There's definitely, like, I thought about an ex who I was like, if they had access to this, and I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm not. Yeah. There's no way.
That, if you really wanted to hear honesty, it would just be your exes that get to comment.
Yeah.
Well, because it's like the Yelp thing. Like, the people that are compelled enough to leave feedback...
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be that good.
They're passionate.
Yeah.
I like a healthy dose of apathy with everyone that...
Oh, my God. Can I tell you guys, what do we do in this situation? I don't know if this is something to talk about, but who cares? So I have like a, you know, whatever the thing is, the doctor that has to give you the other doctors to go
primary
to.
Care
primary care. Right. Yeah. Primary care physician.
Okay.
And so she has to recommend me to like a gyno. So I have to go see a gyno. But I looked up, I just like randomly was trying to find her address, and I looked it up, and her Yelp reviews are horrific.
Don't go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to go in here. They
it's
were
your
all
place,
like,
man.
Yeah. I was like, this sounds so scary to me, but I guess I just have to call them and be like, give me someone else.
Yeah. There's or someone I else need in your network you can go to.
I feel like I need to call and have a specific person in mind or something, do the research first.
Yeah. You do the research and be like, hey, I want to.
I mean, but there's no way to find, it's impossible to like just find
so
doctors.
Hard.
You have an HMO,
so
like.
Yeah.
You're pretty much screwed.
I think I am. Yeah. I think I might have to go to her.
You might have to go to her.
You should tell your primary care physician that they.
But it just feels so weird.
Brought you to like this person who has like dirty knives or whatever.
It's weird to be like, I yelped her and I'm not into
it. No, it's not.
I mean, they should know that. They should know that.
Yeah.
Why are they yelping?
And the thing is, I'm pretty like, I would probably go if it was just like a few negative whatever. Mm. This was like a ton of horrible
what was
things.
The was it bedside manner
yeah
it was I everything they were they, it was everything it was just like they like they didn't know what they were talking about it was really bad.
Oh, don't go. I mean, if you go to Planned Parenthood, they have decent doctors. I mean, like,
somebody said they were like, it'd be better to just go to Planned Parenthood. This is not the place to go
for sure.
Wow.
It really like doesn't make sense to me that there isn't like a consolidated doctor review website. Like, why doesn't that exist yet?
I because feel like someone's tried to make them, and then it's like that. Mm-hmm. There's like four reviews, and then there's Yelp, which some are like good reviews, but then I'm like, honestly, with doctors, so many of them look creepy in their headshots that I can't get. Like, even if it's five stars, I'm like, that dude is gonna sedate me. Like, that guy looks.
Yeah, they all have the like. They all have the like half open eyelid. Like
they don't
took
know how
it
to
in
take
the middle
a
of blinking.
Oh. Yeah. Doctors, you really need to improve your headshot game. Like, look up, smile, think about ice cream.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
you have a secret. You have a secret. Someone they need a better photographer.
It's like, get Tyra in here. Learn how to smize.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about a doctor smizing at me.
I mean, I kind of. That's exactly what I want. It's like a silver fox smizing.
You want to be attracted to your doctor?
No. But not, I mean, I'm no, but like a classy looking guy smizing.
Okay.
I want my doctor to look, so I'd be okay with a silver fox doctor.
I pretty much won't go to male doctors.
Mm. Oh, really? Yeah. Well, remember I had that hot physical therapist? Mm.
Sucked.
Physical therapist, you need, it would be nice to have a hot.
You think that until therapist. Like it's in a probe and like it's like, yeah. Okay, you're massaging my ass. It's like, I thought that and then I had a hot physical therapist. I was like, this is stressful.
It's like a personal trainer. Like do you ever get like the free, when you sign up for a gym, you get like a free personal training session. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, this is uncomfortable. You're on top of me and you're so hot.
Yeah. It's like, I'm still a woman. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still a woman.
I might be your patient, but I'm still a woman.
I remember the last, it's been a long time, but I remember the last time that I like got a gym membership and I had one of those things. The guy was attractive, but he also, like, was bad at his job because he was, like, burning out my arms in a way that I was like, this is, like, for a guy. I can't drive home. My arms, I can't.
You're like, you need to make me want to come back again. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Is to not, like, do it so much that I never want to see you ever again.
Yeah, I was like, I don't trust you. Did you hurt me? I can't tell. I, like, literally, like, couldn't, my arms, like, I had to really focus on driving home that night because I, like, couldn't turn the wheel of my car. I was like, I think you fucked up.
He was like, have you deadlift 500 pounds?
Yeah, it was, and he also, like, showed me his girlfriend's headshot. Because she was at this, like, beautiful girl. He's like, I turned her into this.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah.
I was like, I hate you.
Geppetto.
Yeah.
Douchebag.
Yeah. Geppetto. You fucking Geppetto over here.
I'm looking up her reviews, and the one from 21 days ago starts with, yikes.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
That's recent.
Yeah. Do not go to this medical establishment.
Oh, my God.
Yikes.
I'm British and I have a slight accent, so I know sometimes people miss what I've said, but these people had no idea what I was saying the whole time. I mean, that's whatever.
Yeah, we can't trust them.
Yeah, that sounds...
I don't know.
Hello, governor. Don't fuck it up.
It's like, hello, governor. Here to get my pussy checked.
Noticed a bit of a rash. Do you mind running some tests?
Please do that wherever you end up going. Yeah. Please show up with a full-on carpet bag.
Hello, governor. That feels... There's been some yeast.
Been eating too much gruel.
Please, sir, can I have some more birth control? Okay, now we're just... This is nonsense. Oh, we all decided we're going to get UTIs on the same day, right?
IUDs.
Yeah. UTIs.
Not a UTI.
What if we all decided we were going to get UTI?
Honestly, they might give you one, so we might be getting one.
And then we should all just have really rough sex one day and just see what happens too.
Just don't pee after.
That says getting up to pee.
Oh, it's so important.
I can't believe I just did that.
No, I never know. What's
a classic
one that,
slip up.
What's the one that's a bomb?
What?
Come on.
IUD.
IUD.
No.
IUD. There's also one that's a bomb.
You're right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's ID.
IDU.
IDU something. I get those confused, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think we should, we'll get our IUDs. I think we should get a nice hotel room and just.
We were saying we're all going to get get them on the same day.
Yeah.
IED.
IED. Thank you.
Yes.
So let us, you know, if you've had a UTI or an IUD or an IED, let us know how you like yours.
Please, just give us an all-around review.
Yeah. I like the idea of the hotel room and getting your UTIs together.
Yeah. I think that's how a lot of UTIs start, to be honest.
For sure. You seen those sheets?
Just make some cranberry juice cocktails and just call it a day.
We'll be back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, Hey, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Mo.
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, we're all here in some way.
Back to Mo for the
We're
going to
play somewhat of a new game. It doesn't really, it's not really new, but I just looked up Truth or Dare questions.
Do you guys know that we made up Truth or Dare?
We invented
Wow. Yeah,
Truth or Dare.
Yeah, so we actually get royalties at every sleepover.
Yeah.
I definitely played at sleepovers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's prime Truth or Dare time.
Oh, yeah.
Were you good at Truth or Dare?
I think so. I would do the dares.
Same.
I think I was always dare, though. At that point, it was always dare. Now it's always truth.
Yeah. Well, because truth was who do you like, right?
Yeah.
That was what it always was.
And I'm like, you.
Yeah.
Fair.
You, true. Chelsea.
You're asking way more than you think you're asking. Yeah.
This is a can of worms right now.
I always just chose dare. I mean, I just love dares.
Yeah. You love the adventure.
I love the adventure.
Right.
Yeah, I still like dares.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I think these are mostly truth questions because none of us are going to, like...
We're podcasting.
None of us are going to streak right now. Right? Wouldn't that be so funny?
No, I would. If you guys dare me, I'll do it. See?
Well, that was easy. Okay, so...
Pitch the dare.
If you guys want to follow along, this website is birthdaypartyideas4kids.com.
The number four.
Hashtag truthquestions.htm.
Yep.
What's the stupidest crush you've had?
Stupidest crush? Is that like dumbest person?
I don't know.
Whatever you think.
Maybe even the one that made you feel the stupidest.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, but it's a crush, not a relationship.
Could be a crush that turned into
a relationship.
I guess
crushes turn into...
As a gay woman, I feel like I have a lot of crushes on friends first.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a crush on this girl forever. And I, like, really waited out. I become best friends. It'll be years.
Yeah.
And I'm still there. And one time she was, like, just drunk enough for me to, like... Not, like, make a move, but, like...
Yeah. Say something.
Say something.
Yeah.
And I said... I was like, what if we, like, tried to be more than just friends?
Mm.
And she was really drunk, and she just said, no, just friends. And then, like, passed out. And I was like, all right. And then after that, we've just been friends.
Fuck's 2 years in the making.
Just friends.
She let you know.
Just friends.
Yeah.
Well... Sometimes you spend 2 years of your life on something. And
right.
Yeah.
But it's also 2 years of her being like, yeah, we would never make it. We were not good for each other, you know.
And oh.
Like a lot of signs that it would just never work.
She was acknowledging that there was something. Oh, she just didn't think.
Well, because, it was like she really likes like high femme sort of girls.
Okay, okay.
And, you know, she's like, I would never date someone that's like not femme. And I was just like, let me go get my heels.
You're pretty like femme though. Car.
Yeah.
Not like, well, like heels. Straight,
right.
Like
right.
Every
the full
day.
Dressed
very
out.
Comfortable with it.
Yeah, right.
Not
yeah.
like once a year is a joke.
Sort, okay.
You know?
Right.
Gotcha.
No.
God, we talked about this before, but like people who can get through a day as a human being wearing high heels.
Yeah.
The full day.
God bless you. I mean, we went to a play the other night, and I was like, okay, I'm dressing up, I'm wearing high heels, and I had to change my shoes right before we left the house, because I'm like, I'm going to be in a shitty mood if I wear these shoes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts.
Yeah.
They're really uncomfortable. Where was I? I was just somewhere, and somebody was, like, walking me to meet somebody, and it was, like, a big, I don't even remember what the fuck I was, but, like, I was like, why, you do this all day long. You walk back and forth all day long in these heels.
Yeah.
Why? Why are you doing this to yourself?
But then I wonder, because I love thongs, because I just started wearing them, like, in junior high, and now I'm just used to the feeling of fabric up my ass.
Yeah.
So, like, I do wonder if it's, like, an acquired taste.
Right.
Like, you just kind of get used to...
I think so. And some girls like the way their calves look. And
I love how my legs look in them, but it doesn't mean I'm fucking doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had a job.
That's the same thing with thongs. Like, they're so uncomfortable. Right. I can't
do a thong. I mean, when I have to do a thong, if I'm wearing a dress, I am always pulling it out so that it's just laying on my crack.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, it's up there. And I just, like, want it to lay there.
Just on top.
Yeah.
And then you just squeeze your butt cheek super tight so that it, like, can't penetrate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it supposed to be on top?
It's supposed to be in the crack.
Yeah, it's in the crack.
It's sort of in
I've never worn one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's kind of nestled. You don't want it, like, too snug up
Okay.
But it definitely goes in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I'm
currently
I'm borrowing one, so it's like never my size. I don't own one.
You're borrowing thongs?
Well, like I have borrowed thongs, yeah.
Yeah.
They're clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wash them.
That really gets up there.
It gets up there.
Yeah.
I can't do them. They're just I like how they look on butts.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, I think because I got used to it, I really prefer it because a full butt to me is like way too much fabric.
I like that. I like feeling like I'm wearing shorts under. See? But not like a full boxer. Like, I like boy shorts or like, I have the granny panties, which I find to be very comfortable.
Yeah, granny panties are just kind of just getting that crease right there. They're too much.
But mom jeans are sort of coming back.
Right.
And so they like come to here. And then I have some like CVS underwear that also come to there.
Yeah.
And those are like... That's apparent.
That's great when you can, like smooth it all out with the granny
panties. It's kind of like when you have one like weird pair of shoes and then you finally get the dress that goes with it.
Exactly. That's correct.
I'm just waiting 20 years for a pair of jeans to come.
Absolutely.
Okay. If what superpower would you like to have and why?
I feel like I'd want to know every language. I know that.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Do you know any other languages?
No.
And is that a superpower, though?
Every language?
I mean, it is, but I think...
Yeah.
You mean, like, if we're going to go, like, strength or...
No, it doesn't have to. I mean, that is a superpower, though. You could do a lot with that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's good. I never thought of that before, but that would be... Would be nice.
I feel like I already have too many people to talk to. I don't need more.
You like to cut out part of the
audience.
Yeah. I more want to know like what people are saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be fun to be a walk around.
But
and
also
know.
Like I never go anywhere. So it's like I don't hear anyone else, but you know, someone speaking English. So I'm acting like
you could
I'm
probably
a
be a pretty badass spy if you spoke every language.
Yeah.
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 For
more
sure.
Looking for a career change.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And it seems pretty lucrative to be a spy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think once the singularity happens and we all turn into robots, language will just be obsolete, right? Because we'll just have things that translate it
It'll
in
and binary.
Out.
Binary.
Universal translators.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just going to read it from our brain.
Yeah, because already the Google Translate app, you can just slide it over like a sign on a restaurant or something. It'll just translate
what?
It into
what?
The... Yeah, when we were in Costa Rica, you would like look at a menu and it would just completely translate it for you.
Okay. What?
Yeah. So don't worry about like... It's happening.
Okay, well, I'll think of another superpower.
I didn't know that
Google
was a thing.
Is on the job.
Yes.
I haven't heard about that. That's crazy.
And the Google Translate algorithm has gotten much more sophisticated, and they can now translate with idiosyncrasies in a language so that, like, you know how Google Translate used to be, like, bad It's now almost indiscernible from a human being translating
Whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, we're like, printing out meals. Of course that's happening.
Yeah.
But we're also trusting that the robot isn't lying to us. Then what they're saying is the truth. Believing what they're saying. Are they saying
that?
That's fine. They can lie to me.
Yeah.
It's the least of my worries right now.
Tell me sweet little lies.
Wait, here's a good... Oh, this one's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Are you ready for this one? This one's crazy. Would you go to school in a...
Yeah.
Would you go to school in a Minnie Mouse costume for $50?
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Mo, think about it. Can you think about it before you answer this?
Yeah, I will think about it because, first of all, I have to go to school. And as someone who isn't in school, this is going to be awkward, especially if it's a grade school.
Right. Yeah. You're just showing up to a random school.
I'm 5'10". I'm wearing a Minnie Mouse.
Yeah, you wouldn't qualify
you're
for Minnie Mouse
in...
to fifth grade.
Yeah.
Not speaking in mouse.
No.
Yeah. For sure. I mean, we do shows for like -$50 every night. I would do anything for $50. I would maybe like give a blowjob for $50, and I don't give blowjobs.
Wow. Right now. That's
really good testament to $50, I think.
Right. I mean, imagine the kids would be stoked, though, if you just showed up. If Minnie Mouse just showed up in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have to get past, like, the campus security and the front staff,
That would be...
Well, I'm not talking... I mean, I'm just saying in general.
But you're a mouse. It's just like, oh, I'm here for the third grade, you know.
And that's true. And in this case, you might have the superpower where you can speak mouse, so you'd be fine.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'd be totally fine. I think I could pull that off.
Awesome.
Yeah. I like that that's not a dare. It's a question.
Right. Would you theoretically?
Would you?
I guess it'd be a very involved dare. It's like, go rent the costume.
Yeah.
That's what dares are all about. Commitment. I'll do it right now. And I do think...
Tess is jonesing for a dare.
Yes.
I do think $50 is the tipping point amount for dares or any other bullshit thing. Yeah, if your friend's like, hey, can you come help me? Like, we're just doing this quick, we need extras for my music video that's going to be on Vimeo. And you're like, no. But then like $50. If it was $45, you're like, no.
No.
$50.
$50.
Oh. Yeah. We might have ourselves a deal.
It's half of $100.
Yeah. I have it here. I have a dare for Tess.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at her box of Christmas stuff right here.
Yeah.
I dare you to put on all the stuff in that box, go to your neighbors, knock on the door, and say, I'm Mrs. Christmas. Have you been naughty or nice? That's what came to my head.
I wish you guys could have seen Barbara's eyes when she said, I'm Mrs. Christmas. Have you been naughty or nice? The glimmer of mischief.
I was just like, I'm Mrs. Christmas.
I'm Mrs. Christmas. First of all, these are ornaments.
Not I'm Miss Claus.
I don't know how I would wear these.
That's going to hurt.
Yeah, we could try.
I see a nutcracker. I see some balls, some Christmas decorations.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm Mrs. Christmas.
I'm Mrs. Christmas.
Gatsby can have a little Santa hat.
Oh, he would look really cute with the Santa hat.
He would.
Yeah.
He really would. Okay, I got another question. Okay, this is serious. If you had to go down the street to the end of the block at midnight, would you have to take a friend or could you do it by yourself?
I feel like I'd have to take a friend.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's scary.
You would want to take a friend. Midnight walk?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. Plus, you know, we're girls.
Yeah.
You can't, someone might try to take us.
Yeah, you gotta go in pairs.
Yeah.
In this world we live in.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, this is the late
80s. That's when Mrs. Christmas shows up.
I'm Mrs. Christmas. Can I walk you to your end of the block? out for my
Do you like candy?
Tess made Mrs. Christmas Irish.
I
ate Mrs. Christmas.
I ate Mrs. Christmas this morning.
Oh, this is a good one. Okay. Have you ever gotten the giggles in an inappropriate place?
Yes.
Oh,
funerals, like everything makes me uncomfortable. I get the giggles when I am having a fight.
Oh, like, yes, me too.
It's
so uncomfortable to like be laughing and saying like I'm not really laughing and I don't find this funny.
No, it's
I'm so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And like even though like my fiance knows that like I do that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter because when it happens, it's like so disrespectful on the other that I'm just like, I am so sorry. I'm not laughing at this.
I think it's, I do that too. And it's like, it's because it is funny to see someone get mad, to see someone like get that angry face and you just can't help it. Like, like, it just comes out.
And it is so involuntary.
And but it's like to be on the other, to be on the other side, you're like, fuck you.
Yeah, for sure.
And they must also sort of be holding back the laugh because they must be, I mean, like,
that's because so when someone's just laughing in front of you, it's hard to not laugh.
Yeah. And it's hard to keep acting all pissed off when someone's laughing at you. And just angry people are funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just like people falling is funny.
Yeah.
Similar.
When people get angry, it is really funny.
Yeah. Especially when they're like flustered.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. When they're like hitting a table angrily. Yeah. That's a.
Dude, we had somebody over our house the other day and they were in the bathroom and they farted so fucking loudly.
Oh,
and
geez.
Brendan and I were just like, we were having a conversation.
Who was it? Well,
I will tell you after the podcast. But like, it was such a loud. And Brendan and I were talking, and you just heard us both be like, and we like, there was a catch in both of our voices, but we were both forced our way through the conversation, just like we didn't hear it. No, because we're talking about Game of Thrones, and we're just like, and then the dragon. It was cool what happened with the dragon.
This is why we need a paywall on the show, because we should be like $12. Yeah, you get to find out who farted.
That is a good incentive.
It was like a long, loud fucking
fart.
Was
it a guy?
Yeah.
I think guys don't have that thing. Like, I was in the same room as my friend, and he has a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
He has like a master bed.
Yeah.
And
There's like
he was I have to take a shit, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll just go downstairs so that I don't bother, you know.
Yeah,
right. I wouldn't want someone sitting
there.
No. He's like, oh no, if it's cool with you, it's cool with me. I'll just put the fan on, and I'm like,
What?
Just put the fan on.
Yeah. I'm so. I'm like, no, you need to leave the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one wants to hear you rip ass.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times to tell you that.
No, this guy would have been like upset if we had burst into laughing the way we wanted to.
Right. Because he would have heard you. Because obviously, if you heard the fart, he'd hear you.
You would have heard us like shrieking in laughter because it was like. Truly, like it would have been like you could have played it in a movie.
I hate that. I really do hate that. I hate listening to strangers or people I know fart. It really,
yeah.
You mean just farts, but strangers. Strangers or people I know fart.
Would you rather hear somebody you love fart or a stranger fart? Yeah. Strangers or people I know. Yeah.
I don't care for it.
That's, I will say, I mean, I haven't, like I said, I haven't dated anybody in a while, so, you know, it's just no holds fart for me.
That is the best part.
Yeah.
Is it? I mean, it's good.
That is the best part.
Yeah.
You forget about it.
It's fine. I mean, I just don't have to think about it. You know?
Yeah, that is nice.
I don't have to, like, pretend.
You get a few weird.
Check the mail.
You get a few weird, you get a few weird cat glances. That's so sad. Oh, God.
Yeah. Lenny is just like,
I feel weird, like, ah.
Judging you.
Like a rip in the space-time continuum.
Well, yeah, Sean's just like, well, what do we mean to do? It's the bathroom. It's a safe space. I'm like, you still need to be aware
it's
that
a
I.
Safe yeah, space. I'm like, it's.
This is safe space.
I'm like, until we have two bathrooms, you need to watch your farts.
Yeah.
And just like, you.
It's not that hard, also.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Like, it really isn't. I've been doing it. We can all do it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can silent fart. It's fine.
Yeah.
Once I switched to almond milk, it was a lot easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Truth.
Yeah, those dairy farts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's another level.
God, dairy. Ew.
All right, let's go.
Mo, have you ever stolen anything?
Yes. Okay. I have stolen.
Besides hearts.
Oh. Go, the list. Number one.
I am. Well, I was sort of like a rebellious kid. Do you guys know Carson Perry Scott, the department store? Mm-hmm. It's sort of like a nicer Kohl's, not as nice as Nordstrom's.
Okay.
Okay.
My friends and I went into Carson Perry like all the time. And we'd each steal like one tube top each time we went in there. Or a halter top.
A tube top.
Yeah. And I got the tube top. Yeah. And then you put your t-shirt over it and you just walk out. And I don't know how we got away with it. I feel like someone felt bad or something.
Yeah.
Stole that. I used to steal from the convenience store down the street from me. And they totally knew. Like, we would just like steal candy bars and go back home. And they definitely knew. They had like. So
I think
many
sometimes
cameras.
They know, and they just are like, "It's not worth the effort."
They felt bad at that point. I feel like we were like young kids, and we like honestly, we just like wanted food so bad. We wanted like chocolate.
Yeah,
and we couldn't have it.
Yeah,
yeah, it's charitable chocolate.
It's charitable chocolate.
Yeah,
we needed that high.
Yeah,
yeah, you're fiending.
My best friend and I used to steal. Well, we would steal. Her parents had like this big change jar. And we would just bring literally like handfuls of change down to the drugstore. And they had that one of those Jelly Belly displays with every single. So we would drop like $25-$30 on Jelly Bellies. Come back with just like the biggest fucking bag of jelly beans you've ever seen. Watch MTV Beach House and fuck that shit up. And it was a great way to spend a day.
All change feels communal, right?
Yeah, I think
like,
so.
When you see a big thing of change, you're like. This is for all of us.
It's take a penny, leave a penny.
Yeah, this is your extra.
Hey, what do you mean? Yeah. Like when you've collected yourself or out in the world?
I just feel like whenever, like, my dad used to have a big thing of change. I mean, my brother would just be like, well, this is also ours.
Oh, yeah, or, like, yeah, I think in a family
and my
house.
Parents change for sure.
Yeah. The change of the house belongs to the house, I think. Because, like, Brendan and I, we have, like, a big thing that gets filled up, and it's always, like... And like Sean throws money in there too, and it's always just like, okay, cool. And then, although it does make me really mad whenever somebody takes it to the Coinstar. Like that feels like it's breaking it. I'm like, no,
oh, that's not.
You don't get to Coinstar it. You can like grab a handful. You could take the whole thing if it fit in your hand. I'm fine with that. But you don't get to like Coinstar the whole jar.
I don't know. I feel like you only go to Coinstar because you have to. So if you're going to Coinstar,
it's needed.
I'm not even going to question it. Yeah. The best is when you go to Coinstar and then after the thing sifted it, there's like all the, your trash things are just there.
Yeah.
Like a little pipe cleaner, a Brett.
Weird, like weird foreign money that you're like, why do I even have this?
Yeah. I've never been to Chile.
Or like the pennies that were at the bottom of your bag filled with
They're
gum.
Like nasty.
Gum on them, and it's like, those are the worst. It's like if you have more than five of those, it's like you need to clean your purse out.
Yeah. That's a fair, it's a fair standard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God.
All right, I got one. What is the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to you at the mall?
Oh, I gave my number to a guy named Rick.
Oh, no.
I wrote it on Mall his Rick. Skateboard.
Yes!
Wow. And he was much older than he said he was. I was 12. No, I was 13.
Oh, yeah. God.
13 or 14. And he was, I think he was 18.
Oh.
And I, he Ew, was, Rick. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he was like 30.
He was like, four, no, but he was like my first, like,
yeah.
do more than kissing.
Right.
Guy. Mm. So I like went over to his, I went to his basement. We watched kids. He fingered me.
Wow.
I was wearing like all Old Navy. It's just a moment. Never.
So he used yeah. that number that you wrote on the skateboard.
He
Wait, kids?
It.
Yeah, kids we watched
kids. Kids is a kids gnarly is a
very
date.
Intense yeah. movie. Yeah.
Whoa. Wow, that is a hardcore afternoon.
That, yeah, that was weird.
Wow. Yeah. Damn.
It was like, I learned a lot about, you know, HIV, AIDS, my body.
Yeah. From the movie, everyone. From the movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
Not the
from
fingering.
The movie, guys. You're gonna watch kids.
I have a couple of friends that, like, kids ruined first dates for them. Like,
right.
several times people were like,
no one should watch that.
No.
I, yeah, I've never.
I remember as a kid thinking that it was, like, really cutting edge and cool. And yeah. then I tried watching it as an adult and I was like, there's no, like, it's kids having sex.
Yeah.
I can't
yeah.
watch this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, what adult liked that movie?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think adults did. I feel like it was, like, my friend had it in her drawer. It was, like, this thing that we were passing around.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of like a porn.
Our parents wouldn't let us have it. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
What? How did any of that happen? Why did that get 80s, right?
Kids was 90s.
Was it 90s?
Yeah.
Man, that's
yeah.
so weird.
Yeah. I mean, it felt very edgy and, like, something you weren't supposed to be watching. Yeah.
But I think it did. It had that scare tactic. Like, yeah. I didn't want to have sex ever after seeing that.
Yeah.
yeah.
I think people our generation, like, we got so much, like, AIDS stuff in our music as kids. Because
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. that was, like, when, like, AIDS was first. I mean, I remember, like, being 10 years old and being like, I'm going to use a condom when I have sex. Like, it was, like, mm-hmm. very,
yeah, they,
like, drilled in your head.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah for sure.
And now I'm like, fuck it.
No. No.
Give me an UTI. I don't care.
Okay, one more before we go to break. If you only had one day to live, what would you do?
Oof. That is deep.
Sorry, that's a really intense one to drop. Just one more and then we'll go to break.
Just a lighthearted on our way out.
Something... I don't know. I would say, like, hang out with my family, but I feel like I have done that for a long time. Like,
yeah.
I've already done that. I want to do
it's
something
It's really
now.
Hard because there's right. so, there's a lot. It's like, do I want to have a party with my friends? Do I want to just go stand on the beach? Do
yeah.
I, you know?
Right.
Yeah, it's
Maybe
hard to know.
Or, like, do something so crazy I'd get arrested. You know, like,
Oh, that's interesting.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. Something where I'm like, there's no consequences. I only have one day left.
Like, you got
yeah.
a purge day, and then everything's right. done.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, maybe you start the day with brunch, and then you end it with robbing a bank.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no one would be at the bank. I guess it's your day. Never mind. I'm not thinking. I'm thinking everybody, but if it's only you.
Yeah.
Then, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah robbing a bank.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't hurt anyone. I just, you know,
right.
something crazy. Like, maybe yeah. I would, like, streak at an NBA game or something.
Oh, that would mm-hmm. be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get a, what if you get on one of those, like, little sleds that they go down the stairs on?
Oh, that would be funny.
That would be
slide
amazing.
On, that would probably be very painful, but
you know
it'd be
what?
Amazing.
Yeah, if you have one day left, it's like, just go from the nosebleeds, and if you hit it hard and you just go flying off that deck, it's just like, whatever.
Yeah.
You only had 12 hours left anyway.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck it.
But then you are fucking up a lot of people's That'd be a rough...
They will never forget it.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I guess is that's why we're comedians.
Yeah, leaving a legacy.
Yeah.
All right, exactly. We'll be back in a second. Hey, everybody, we're back. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Mo Welch. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we are going to do some lady problems. If you have any, send them to us at ladytolady@maximumfun.org.
Lady, lady problems, lady, lady problems, lady, lady problems. Do you have them? Some people have them.
Dear ladies, I moved to Washington, D.C., and I am very single and will be living there until February, at least. I am considering using a dating app, but I'm worried about only meeting creeps. I want to meet good people and get some good cuddling in. I don't like going out late at night, and I don't have a car to help me get around. Sorry, I don't know why the late at night thing made me laugh. So any advice would be fabulous. Thanks, Lonely in the Capital. Well, I said we should do this when I'm not the only single one, but I am, so.
Yeah.
Strap in! I mean, okay. Well, I shouldn't. The thing is, I have a good, like, filter for creeps, but I also don't because I don't mind creeps. Mm-hmm. So I usually know if they're creeps, but I'm still like,
anyway.
I'm yeah, still willing to like give them a shot.
Sure.
I think it's hard for me to say because I've been doing online dating forever, so I know how to like read someone really well. So I would just say, just analyze them, like analyze their pictures. If they've got a lot of weird. If they only have selfies, I wouldn't do that because I don't trust guys that only take selfies. Like mm-hmm. most guys, normal guys don't know how to take a good selfie.
Yeah.
So that's it's like a good sign. It's a good yeah. sign if they have it's mm-hmm. bad pictures that a friend took, you know.
And I actually, one of my guy friends, I took his Tinder pictures because I was like, your pictures are horrible.
Yeah. The thing is like, obviously you want them to look good, but the guys who only have selfies on there, it's very weird.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think.
What about Evertels? I think having a line. That's like kind of a tell, right? If they're like, if they seem kind of smarmy and like they have like a
yeah. If they're like, if their Tinder profile is like a joke, like a one line joke, I wouldn't do it because those usually they just cut and pasted from somewhere and it's yeah. like it tells you nothing about them.
Or they're like an open micer.
And yeah,
like I can't do this right now.
Even better reason. To
oh yeah,
avoid.
If it yeah. says stand up comedian in the job description, just swipe left.
Burn your phone. Go get a new one.
That one isn't.
But I will say that the creep. Average is fairly low. Like you're mostly going to meet either people, you know, that maybe you don't mesh with or are boring or something, but they're yeah. not like creepy. There's, you know, it's just a lot of normal people online trying to meet somebody.
Yeah.
It's not like all creeps.
Yeah. And if you don't want to do like a dating, like if that still squicks you out or whatever, like you can.
Squicks you? Yeah. Is that what you said?
Yeah. It squicks you out. You haven't heard that before?
Dan no.
Savage says it all the time. It's like it creeps you out. But like,
I like it. I've never
yeah.
heard it.
Yeah. Yeah. It gets squicked out by something where it's just like, yeah, you could go to like do meetups or like do bar trivia or whatever. Like there's like activities that you can go right. that people are at to like, you know, kind of strike up conversations or whatever.
Right. Well, yeah. She doesn't like going out late at night, so no bar trivia.
Yeah.
Do they like do midday stuff?
Yeah.
Dodgeball. Dodgeball. Yeah, do weekend stuff.
Dodgeball is fun because you can, like when I did dodgeball, I was talking to the people who were really scared of dodgeball because it was terrifying. So even if you're not that into it,
yeah,
you will find somebody to be terrified.
Yeah, it's a fun activity, and then it's not the weird pressure of dating, which is always like mm-hmm. very anxiety inducing and stuff. Yeah.
Or you make friends that you can be like, hey, do you have anybody that might be, you know, good for me or whatever. Like, also ask your friends.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ask your friends. Be like, hey, I like want to date more. Do you have anybody that's cool? Right?
And I always feel weird doing that. I mean, I personally just know I would think she should, but I feel weird doing that.
I feel like I'm constantly, like, I have a couple handfuls of friends that I'm constantly kind of, like, keeping my eye out for.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know? I'm like, same. They really need someone. It's kind of like an apartment. Like if I see something that I think will work well for you, I might alert you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have to be weirdly invested when you hook up friends because then mm-hmm. they go to you when there's a problem.
Yeah.
That's true.
And I'm like, I don't care.
It's a lot to put two friends together.
Yeah. Like I was the real estate agent. I'm not the property manager.
Right. My job here is done.
Yeah. And then like you feel like it's kind of your fault if something goes wrong.
Yeah.
There
yeah,
are some totally. Issues with setting up friends for sure.
For sure. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like just like meeting friends, like I've definitely made friends working or volunteering at the animal shelter. So I think volunteering can be a good daytime way to meet people and either meet potential mm-hmm. people to date or meet friends that could help you find people to date.
Because mm-hmm.
that's like, it's not work. So it's not really political. You know, like it's just kind of like a neutral space to meet other cool people.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, for sure. And like you live in DC now, like there's like a lot of organizations, obviously, that happen there. If there's like something that you're passionate about, get involved in it and you meet people through that.
Yeah.
That's nice because that advice is also telling people to volunteer.
Yeah,
so you guys are
we're great the people.
It's almost like the more you give of the self, the more you get back.
You get a boyfriend.
Yeah, you get a boyfriend back.
I would say too, though, if you want to go, if you want to go ahead and do like the online dating stuff, just do it. Like,
yeah.
And I've said this advice before, but like, if you have like a decent back and forth with somebody, if they seem cool, set up a thing quickly, because that shit dies out really fast if you don't. Like, the momentum dies. Yeah. And just make it casual. It can be a coffee, like on your lunch break. It does not have to be this like big deal. You know, you don't have to make it like a big thing. And then you'll get used to it. And like, I still, you know, I am friends with people I've met on there that I didn't end up dating, but like, I hang out with, it didn't necessarily work out, because like, how the average of it actually working out is very low, you know. But I would make it like not so insurmountable and scary, maybe, if you just kind of like try to go on like 2 dates a week or something, you know.
Yeah, and like, of course you always need to be very cautious and safe and all that stuff, but also like, a lot of like creeps or shitty people, you can still bone out. I mean, like,
and you will know as soon as you meet them, and you can be like, you know what, emergency.
Yeah, my roommate's locked out of the apartment. Gotta go. I mean,
classic.
Yeah, yeah. So that's another thing you can do, is set up, have a friend, be like, look, I'm going on a date. I don't know how it's gonna go. If I text you, can you please tell me to call and pretend like you're locked out of your car or something?
Oh, that's good.
I like to go, since you're new to the city, you might not know people who work at like restaurants, but our friend Aaron works at a wine bar, so I'll meet dates there. So I have a friend who's there who can like, you know, check them out for me and stuff. And then also she likes to be like, she's a queen. She likes to dip in and do that. And I'm like, yeah, that's right.
That's perfect.
Great wingman.
So become a regular at the nearby bar.
And that's just good advice anyway. You should have a regular bar.
Right. Or or brunch spots, since you don't like going out late at night.
Oh,
Yeah.
It has to be like happy hour.
Yeah.
I will say this. The other day, this homeless lady, I was on a date with a guy, and she asked for some money, and he gave her some. And she was like, you are so cute together. You two should stay together. And he was like, damn, she just wingmaned for me hard. Like, she knew what was up. I gave her some money, and she's like, all right, I'm going to make this happen.
Yeah,
that's smart.
Yeah.
Good business.
Yeah, really. Yeah,
if there's any way you could find a homeless person on your street and make
to
sure
to be your wingman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a call, but like, if you stop and say something, then they'll say something for you.
And then they can vet that person, you know.
Right.
I mean, they can like see when the guy walks up and call you and tell you if you should bone out, if you should do the roommate excuse.
Yeah.
If you should bone or bone out.
Hey.
Hello. Sean hates when I say, let's go to the bone zone. He hates it.
Why?
He thinks it's gross when I say bone zone.
He thinks it's gross?
Yeah.
It's because you're out-duding him in that moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Probably.
I think bone zone's like free for all. Anyone can say bone zone.
I mean, I think so too. I could just see that being bone him zone. Being like, when do you go for a fist bump? Come on, bro. Put it in me. Let's do it. Bone zone.
I think it's funny. Guys are always weird when I say to them, like, oh, the slip and slide is open for business.
Like, what's the idea of you, like, cutting a ribbon in front of your pussy?
Just get those giant scissors. That's what they're for.
The mayor's here.
The grand opening.
Yes, grand opening. True. Never been used. Brand new.
Conditioned like new.
Wait, one owner. What is the?
Oh yeah,
yeah. One owner. A little wear and tear.
Yeah,
my
exactly.
roommate was trying to sell this couch that we had had for like years. It was like disgusting. We'd had all these parties.
A lot of people have had sex.
It was. Yeah. And she like tried to put on Craigslist, and she was like, one owner. It's the weirdest.
Only one.
Weirdest way to try and sell a very obviously gross.
Did you guys end up getting any bites?
No, we put it on the curb.
Yeah, and that couch was curb couch.
I just love the idea of a person being like, well, shit, this one's only had one owner.
Yeah.
It's so creepy buying a used couch. Like, I can't do
it. Yeah.
Because that person could have owned it for like 25 years.
Yes, that couch was in there it was there before I moved in, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's been on that couch.
A lot.
I mean, are we even certain there's only been one owner?
No, because it was there before I moved in, so it transferred to me.
Yeah, patently untrue.
Yeah.
I guess maybe it hasn't moved houses. One house.
One house. One house. That's even shadier.
Yeah,
it's been in one house, we think.
It's been in one house. I don't know about that, guys. Do we have any good final?
Oh, okay, we're wrapping up.
No. I was saying advice for
over her. No, I think maybe just don't try not to take it. Like you're in a new place, you want to meet new people, regardless.
And trust your instincts. Like you can usually tell. I don't know. You can usually tell somebody's giving you weird vibes and stuff. And like, if they get too sexual too quickly on the messaging, that's a no. Yeah. You know, but usually you can. I actually recently, like, I had a crush on this guy who I met on Twitter, and he lives in New York, but we were both comedy people, whatever. Yeah. And we kind of started talking on the phone, and like, I was like, you know, we'll have fun. Like, maybe we'll have phone sex or something. I don't know. But we weren't doing that. And he like tried to go so fast into the set. And I was like, hey, I don't think we're on the same page. I'm going to go. And he was like, what? And I was just like, yeah, this is just not, you're diving into this and I'm not ready for it. And so I said goodbye. So it's like, yeah, you can cut and run if they're fucking creeps.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You have every right. And guess what? It feels good. Because I was like, yeah, dude, you can't just do this. Bye.
Yeah.
Like,
you don't owe shit to anyone ever. Like, I don't care if they bought you lunch or a drink or fucking outfit. You can bone out at any moment.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Or you can bone in.
Yeah, exactly. Bone out or bone. It's your choice.
It's dealer's choice.
Yes. And the house always wins because it has one couch.
Couch always wins.
Yeah.
Until it loses.
It was sad to get rid of that.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm going to do one more.
Oh, I don't have one.
I pulled another one.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay. Hey, ladies. I moved to Switzerland about 3 years ago as an au pair, and I'm now working on my master's in German literature. I got my bachelor's in German studies back in the States and magically met my Swiss boyfriend in Los Angeles, so moving here seemed like a logical step. I love it here, and my relationship with my boyfriend is still perfect after 4 years, but here's my lady problem. My boyfriend's incredibly old and incredibly German grandmother hates me, and I'm pretty sure it's just because I'm American. As you guys may know, Germans are known for being extremely blunt people, and she has absolutely no filter. The minute she met me, she seemed skeptical. When I first moved here, my boyfriend was still living at home, and I would stay with his family every weekend. Every time she came over for dinner, she would say, "Oh, is that girl still here?"
Yikes.
To which my boyfriend would say, "Well, yes, she's my girlfriend." We live in our own apartment now, but his parents live in the same building, and we have dinner with them once a week, and so does his grandmother. It's only gotten worse. She criticizes my hair when it's not dyed blonde, my tattoos, my piercings, and my country. I'm the first one to say I am not patriotic, I hate Trump, and know America is not always the best, but it still hurts whenever she makes a snide remark about how stupid and fat we all are. I could get past all of that, but what hurts the most is that she constantly hints in the fact that she thinks I'm not good enough for her family. I'm currently not working because I'm focusing on my master's, but I try to help out in other ways since my boyfriend works so much. I do the laundry, I maintain the apartment, I take care of our cat. When he's too tired, I do the grocery shopping and cooking and all my schoolwork on top of that. I am in no way trying to be a trophy wife or a gold digger. I have been earning my own money since I was 16, but in order to get a decent job in my field of interest as a foreigner, I need to have some kind of edge over other people, and I know this degree will help, but that's not good enough for her. She asks me every time I see her how much money I make, and I always have to say none. My boyfriend and his parents, and even his sister, try to jump in by either changing the topic or telling her how well I'm doing in school. Doesn't matter. My boyfriend's mom has even called her to talk to her about how she treats me. Made no difference. And it's not just me. She picks on my boyfriend's mom, her daughter-in-law, as well. Just last night, she was saying how everything good in my boyfriend and his sister that they got from her side of the family, and she asked, what did they get from their mom? It was extremely uncomfortable. I am not a confrontational person, and it's even more daunting to have it to do it in another language. The fact that I speak German does not impress her, and in her opinion, I will always be the foreigner. It's gotten to the point where if I can avoid it, I don't go to their family functions. I can only answer so many questions about Trump and why I would put something so ugly on my body, tattoos. I feel bad because I know that she's old and my boyfriend wants to spend time with her, but holy crap, I can't take it anymore. Sorry for the long post, but you ladies have helped me in so many other ways that I would reach out. Who knows? Maybe someone has this problem too. From Stranger in a Strange Land.
Ugh. Fuck her.
Yeah.
I'd say lost cause. Like, you can't, you're not going to change your mind.
Yeah. Especially with grandparents.
I would just avoid the fuck out of her.
Yeah. I think she's doing the right thing by avoiding her now at the dinners and stuff like that. Yeah. And I think it's just a game of, like, when possible, just don't go.
I'm glad the rest of the family seems to have her back, which is good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wish that they could shut her down more, but, like.
But it sounds like they can't even shut her down for themselves. Yeah. So it's like.
No, exactly. I mean, it sounds like this is something that, like, your boyfriend's dad should have nipped in the bud 40 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It feels like this. He should have been like, Mom, shut the fuck up at least once. But that's hard.
I guess you could play the game where you just repeat everything they say back to them. You're like, oh, Trump is a horrible man. Why'd you vote for him? I don't know. Trump is a horrible man. Why did we vote for him?
How do you
literally to give her nothing. Just say what she says back to her constantly.
That's an interesting theory. Yeah.
How do you say, I know you are, but what am I? That's my
Because, like, it's nothing's going to work. I think you're doing a good job by avoiding her. And it's like, I'm sure the boyfriend knows, but you need to just be straight out and be like, listen, like, I've tried. It hurts me to, like, be around her and hear this stuff. I know it's probably not going to change, so I'm sorry, but I have to, like, avoid her when I can because it's too
Well, and hurtful. I know, especially if, you know, your type of person's been working your whole life, I'm sure you kind of feel you are doing an awesome thing by going to school and everything, but I know that feeling of, like, you feel kind of, like, weird about the fact that you're not currently earning money. So, like, to your best of your ability, try not to take it personally when she says this shit to you.
Yeah.
Because if it's something you already feel kind of vulnerable about and then someone's literally nagging you about it, it's easy to, like, take that personally.
How much is grandma making? Maybe ask her how much she's making.
Yeah, that's a good question.
You're like, oh, why? Do you want to loan me some money?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I'd be curious to know what she does back.
Yeah, what do you bring to the table, Graham?
Grammy.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, like, can you guys do family functions without her? Or maybe, like, you and the mom, at least, just, like, go and have, like, a girls' night without this lady? Like,
I know what she means. My dad's wife loves talking about how Americans are fat and lazy. And I'm like, bitch, I look better than you. Shut the fuck up. Like, I mean, seriously, shut the fuck up. I mean, do we all know this is a flawed country? Sure. But, like, no, why are you just, like, throwing everyone under the bus who lives here is from here? Like, that seems really counterproductive.
Yeah.
And shitty.
Yeah.
And it is that thing of, like, I can make fun of my family, but you can't.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Man, it sucks. I'm sorry.
It does. It sounds like you do have to ignore her, though. Maybe make a game out of it for yourself or, like, write down all the things and then, like, you know.
That's why I said, repeat her shit back to her. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Just make a game out of it, you know.
Yeah. Like, you know she's in the wrong. Everyone else knows she's in the wrong. Like, or also, it's like, I don't know. You can. Your boyfriend can be the one that breaks the cycle and be like, because she wants to spend time with him too. Like, you cannot come here. You cannot spend time with me unless you respect my girlfriend. Like, somebody needs to put their fucking foot down if it bothers you that much. Mm-hmm. And, like, I mean, I think for me, it would probably be a pretty big deal breaker to have my boyfriend not be able to, like, do that for me, to be like, you know. Because it's not even just for you. It's for anybody that you're with. It's like, this is an unhealthy thing
but
that she's doing.
But like, it does sound like they've really tried to be pretty direct about confronting her.
But, like, there's confrontation, but then what are the consequences to the confrontation of, like,
Consequence, like, when it's someone who you know is going to die in the next 10 years, it's like, you only are going to have one set of grandparents. I mean, I think grandparents are tricky because, like, they're not going to be around forever, and you don't want to have regrets. Like, you had a feud with them or didn't see them if something were to happen to them, you know?
I mean, I don't know. I had a grandmother that was a piece of shit to me, and I'm glad that I didn't give her more time than I did because she was nothing but mean to me forever. So, like, I'm glad that I didn't give her more
time.
But
I don't think it's necessarily fair to expect everyone to have that position on their grandparents.
I know, but I'm just saying that, too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, they don't always get a pass because they're going to die soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's reasonable. I mean, it's reasonable to want to spend some time with your grandparents.
Totally.
I think, even though they're certainly, in many cases, very flawed.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's another game you could play. I remember this girl in theater that we had. We would, like, try to think of the craziest topic we could to talk about to her and see how quickly she could make it about herself. Mm-hmm. So you could play a drinking game with your boyfriend with the grandma. Be like, how many seconds does it take her to start talking about Trump and America? And then you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, try to entertain yourself with it somehow in a way that, like, makes it funny for you, you know? Because it's like, all she's saying is nonsense. She's just trying to make you feel shitty for some reason because that's how she likes to live.
She's basically Donald Trump. She's an old belligerent asshole.
She's just gaslighting you and, like, making you feel shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, for sure.
There's the other side of it. Like, if you try, there was this comic who I thought hated me forever. Mm-hmm. And one time I just went up to him and was like, I really loved that bit. Like, that was really great. And he was so nice to me because I gave him a compliment.
Oh,
I wonder if you, like, find one thing she likes and then just be like, Yeah, like,
I love your strudel is so good.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I love the way you blank. It would just be a fun experiment.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Haven't you guys ever thought someone was an asshole and then they compliment you?
Oh, completely.
Yeah,
happens all the time.
Game changer.
For sure. Totally. Yeah.
I mean, you're like, you're such a nice person.
What if she combines them and like, because the grandma hates tattoos. What if she gets a full back tat of the grandma?
Oh,
God.
Being like saint, like best woman in the world.
Yeah.
Big commitment.
Yeah, and then she's like, well, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, is there anything to her just showing up like full on born in the USA? Flag bandana, stars and stripes, everything, sparklers.
I mean, if you want to kill her, go for it.
You know, every dinner.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like she doesn't speak American, so, you know, you can say whatever.
Speak American?
American?
American.
How's your American?
Well, guys, we don't speak good English sometimes.
This is true.
Yeah. So maybe there's like, I don't know, you can talk some shit on her.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, go out with the mom and fucking get drunk and have a shit talk sesh on grandma.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like, if anything, a good bonding thing right. for you guys, which is pretty fun.
I know. The poor mom's been stuck in this for decades.
Yeah. She's got some stories.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure. Ugh, man.
Well, good luck. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Send her a picture of her. I'll make fun of her a lot for you.
There you go.
I'll say a bunch of really mean things about her.
Yeah. You can, like, write a bunch of roast
Let
jokes.
Us say the stuff. Yeah, yeah. Let us roast your grandma, because you can't.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we'll roast your... If you want to send us a picture, we'll roast your grandma for you.
Yeah.
Or your boyfriend's
My
grandma.
My God, please do.
Yeah. We will.
I can for sure
roast her. We'll intentionally roast her, and, like, when we... unintentionally roasted that one girl's boyfriend.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll write some mean shit about your grandma. That's fine. Send it my way.
Well, that's Lady to Lady. We'll write mean shit about your grandmas. Mo, where can everybody find you online and everything?
At Momo Welch on Instagram. And I think it's the same on Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah, follow her and check out the Mo Show. And Blair, it's a super funny comic, and she has cool merch for it and shit.
Thanks.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah, buy a hat.
Yeah, buy a hat, dude. Buy a mug.
It makes $6 every hat.
So fuck, God, dude.
Buy her fucking
really
hat, dude.
Really is paying my rent, so make sure you do that.
If 100 of you go and buy that, you pay a fraction of LA rent.
I'm telling Mo, I have one of her mugs. I use it for my coffee regularly. Get compliments on it.
Yeah.
They're really funny.
It holds the coffee really well.
Yes.
So. Yeah.
Unlike all those other mugs, my God! Thank God you invented
I'm not
a
like
mug
those
that holds
other
coffee.
Mugs. That would be a really good mug. That says I'm not like those other mugs.
That's a good one. Well, you know what? Have a good week, everybody.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.